Brazil Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Oh boy, it's been quite some time. We've been waiting for it. Coming off the girls' win now, we get to finally get to the Northview boys varsity basketball season. Head coach Michael Byerman company have been not able to play. It's their season opener. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Still with you here on game number two of the doubleheader. From Northview High School, West Vigo boys have played quite a few games so far here in the early part of the season. Northview has not, Brad.
Well, coming into it, West Vigo's only in their second game, Corey. They're 0-2. The Knights' first game, as you mentioned. The Knights are picked to win this game 54-46 by John Harrell. You know, looking down through here, West Vigo and Northview, 3-3 against common opponents, and over the past 35 years, they're tied 23-23. You know, this is a big rivalry. I know it's the farthest Vigo County school we play, but, you know, there's a lot of tension that happens between here at Northview High School and at the Green Dome in West Vigo. JV game last night went down to the wire. It was a one-point game. You know, there was a very tall JV team. Looking down through here, the lineup for the varsity isn't much smaller. You've got the 6'4 Wyatt Easton, 6'3 Gabe Newhouse, and 6'2 Zeke Tanous. Zeke Tanous, the freshman, came out, has did outstanding these first two games for Viking, and that kid's going to be something to look forward to. My boy's got to play some AAU ball with Zeke, and I'll tell you what, kids are all-around good athletes.
We're going to go ahead and sit at the break because when we come back, we're going to have the Coach Michael Byerman pregame show interview. And by the way, speaking of interviews, brought to you by Box Draw Mattress in Brazil. Again, that's the Box Draw Mattress interview with head coach Zach Keys. That will happen at halftime of the boys' game. We'll be right back here on the pregame show on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here on Timeless Classics WAMB, getting ready for Northview and Evansville Memorial Sectional Round 1. Player profile on the pregame show. We're proud to invite Braxton Sampson, jersey wearing number 42. Here on Timeless Classics WAMB, that was the wrong pre-recorded interview. I apologize for that, but don't worry. We do have the interview we want to play coming up here in just a second. Head coach Michael Byram is on his way. Let's go ahead and get that ready for you right here on WAMB.
Back here on Timeless Classic at WAMB, getting ready for the boys' basketball season opener. Head coach, it's been a while. Coach Michael Byram, coach, how are you?
Doing great. How much stuff for you?
I'm good. So a little bit different to start the season. I mean, what's it been like?
It's been a roller coaster. I think that everybody would probably describe the way life is since the whole thing of COVID, the whole pandemic situation. But we're glad to be back in the gym and working. We're glad to be back in school. Hopefully we can keep that in place.
You look at the player, West Vigo, they have a few games head start on you. How much of a difference does that make?
I think it makes a big difference personally, because I think when you really find out about your team when you face adversity, when you're actually playing on game nights. And I mean, in a practice, you can kind of control a lot of that. You can control the adversity in the situation. You try to make it chaotic, but when it's all said and done, you got to kind of like get thrown out in the water and sink or swim, kind of figure things out that way a little bit. So we'll find out where we're at tonight.
Whether it's late November, early December, your season opener, is it still like waking up on Christmas morning for you?
Oh, yes, yes. Very excited to get here. This is something that we've been really wanting to have happen, and watching everybody else play, it's kind of one of those situations where you're kind of jealous that they get to go do that type of thing and have those experiences. We have a great bunch of young men, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them perform tonight.
And one of them young men, obviously, he's getting highlighted everywhere, Caleb Swearingen. What do you expect from him in his senior season?
I expect a lot. Caleb, I kind of joke with him from time to time, but he's an old man. Like, he's going into his fourth season as a varsity starter.
He was a freshman yesterday.
As a four-year varsity starter, he has played a lot of varsity basketball. He's been around the block. He has worked extremely hard in the off season. The whole pandemic has not deterred him from getting in the gym, getting stronger, working at his game. He's taken advantage of his time, and I'm really anxious to see how he performs here tonight.
Before I let you go with your game against West Vigo tonight, being your season opener, you haven't played organized basketball since sectionals last year. We were talking off mic. What do you want to see just in the first quarter entering the game?
Well, first of all, I want to see us play with some great determination of what we need to do both offensively and defensively. I want to see our young men go out there and play with a purpose.
And head coach Michael Byram has got to go. He went ahead and get ready for the game as the buzzer is set to sound here. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you on Timeless Classics, WAMB. And I don't think the National, I don't know, they play the National Anthem.
No, we already did.
Yeah, so they already did. So we're going to get ready for this one. He was talking a lot about how it's different because they don't know what exactly they completely have. But we'll go ahead and look at things as well. Go ahead and, Brad, you know the starting five for Northview, so I'll let you do that.
Starting lineup for West Vigo's number two, Case Lautenschlager. Case Lautenschlager, 6'1", senior. Number four, Gabe Newhouse, 6'3", senior. Number five, Cody Bunch, a 5'10", senior. Number 12, Amari Holman, a 5'9", senior. At number 23, the freshman I talked about, 6'2", wearing number 23, Zeke Tanous. For your Northview Knights, it's going to be led by a 6-foot senior, number two, Brevin Cooper, number three, a 6-foot sophomore, wearing number three, Drew Cook. Number 22, that's a senior, in Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen, 6'4". Number 23, a 6'2" junior, Ethan DeHart. And the big man in the middle, wearing number 24, 6'6" junior, Jacob Fowler. And I don't know if you noticed or not in the locker room when he was in there, they honored Creighton Hunter Quinn this year by putting up a locker for the junior that we own. And Coach Byram said that kid would have been on the floor if he'd have still been here, and he's still with them in the locker room.
How great is this junior class?
Very great.
Talked about in football.
And they let parents, you know, get tickets in, and Bob and Mavery are here supporting them, even though Creighton's not playing, and that's what's amazing about this community.
Yep.
It's nighttime, Corey. We've waited a while for this.
Both outside and both inside. Boys basketball season opener for the Northview Knights taking on Conference Pro. West Vigo to begin things.
Gabe Newhouse listed at 6'3". Jacob Fowler listed at 6'6". Flowers about 9 inches taller.
Fowler, Newhouse, a tip. Newhouse will win it.
He jumped on it, didn't he? Amari Holman come down with the tip.
Yep. Near side, bringing it. Bunch. For West Vigo, little pick and roll action to Newhouse. Newhouse will drive in. Miss the easy jump bucket. Bringing it right to left is Drew Cook. Up ahead to DeHart, who gets the ball swatted out of bounds from behind. It'll stay with Northview underneath.
Nice defensive pressure there by the Knights, and they forced a really quick shot by the Vikings, and Cook with the loose rebound.
Cook will inbound it, get it inside the Fowler. He'll miss the bunny. Offensive board, Brevin Cooper, smallest man on the floor, missed it, takes it away for the offensive board, and Brevin Cooper doing what he does, the energized bunny. Caleb Swearingen now down low. Fowler goes up, leaves it short, got his own miss, put it up, missed it. Swearingen gets it now on an offensive rebound of the jump ball, and it'll stay with Northview underneath.
Nice hustle there by Fowler and Cooper fighting for the rebound. Fowler 0 for 3 inside, but boy, they've all been pressured.
Cooper underneath the basket. The inbound it. Gets it to Swearingen. Swearingen drives in, blocked from behind. No foul called there as West Vigo and Launch Slaughter will bring it. How many of them are there?
There's a bunch of them. Shots up and good.
Counted a foul. Michael Byram, his team might be open to the season, but he's in argument prime form midseason.
Lautenschlager made the layup and got fouled from behind. It's going to be, I don't know who they called for the foul. I think it was Brevin Cooper, his first, team's first.
Case Lautenschlager puts it up, rims in and out. Brevin Cooper going right to left, brings it, 2-0 West Vigo. It'll be Fowler on the right wing. Skips it to Swearingen on the left side. Caleb in his senior year finds Cook in the corner. Drew Cook, long three, will throw it up. Rolls off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Gabe Newhouse. Ahead now to Bunch. Bunch, down low, ball's loose defensively. Up top three, Holman. No. Rebound long, taken ahead by Cooper. Why does he... Amari Holman sound familiar.
Amari Holman. His little brother is a football player. Amari Holman. That goes here to Northview.
Okay.
It's Amari and Amar.
Cooper will miss it on the layup. Northview, a lot of them leaving things long and short. Nothing to fall yet. As Vigo will drive on the baseline, and a travel will be called on Zeke Tanous.
Amir, the freshman running back. That's his older brother, Amari. Amari's still at West Vigo. They transfer separation.
Okay. Brevin Cooper going right to left. Still 2-0, 6:14 to go. Cooper hands it off to Caleb Swearingen, up top to Fowler, who swings it to Drew Cook on the far side. Drew trying to back his man down. He'll just give it back on top to Brevin Cooper, who is way taller than me than the last time I saw him. Cooper on the right wing, feeds it to Swearingen, drives in, takes the contact. Caleb Swearingen showing off the muscle.
Swearingen gets the first 2 points of the season for the Knights, ties it up. Hard to believe we went 2 minutes and 3 seconds, Corey, without scoring.
It's the opening season, but West Vigo doesn't feel sorry for them. They'll take it to the Knights all night. Swearingen trying to give the Knights their first lead. It's up and through. Going left to right under 6 minutes now. Tanous finds Holman. Holman on the left wing. One-hand bounce pass to Newhouse. Newhouse up top to Bunch. Bunch drives through contact. No call. Rebound taken off the hands of Fowler. Stays with the Vikings underneath.
Old-fashioned three-point play for Swearingen, and the Knights need to pressure this defense more, Corey.
Inbounded. A foul will be called
moving
offensively.
Yep. It's going to be a moving screen. Going to be on number 4, I believe. It is. It's Gabe Newhouse. He picks up his first foul, team's first foul.
So Swearingen the Knights with a lead 3-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Brevin Cooper will run point on this play, bring it across midcourt. Off to Drew Cook, far side. Cook feeds Swearingen, right elbow. Swearingen will make one dribble on the DeHart. Lefty 18-footer off the mark, rolls on the front of the rim as Brevin Cooper tries to fight for it but can't corral it. Vikings ball.
Well, the Knights struggling to find the rim on home You know, I know they practice a lot in here and a lot in the auxiliary gym, but, boy, at home, you've got to find the basket, Corey. We've missed nine shots so far in the first 3 minutes.
Tanoose will get off the line. Schlager, he'll drive. It'll be a foul on the floor.
That's going to be on Fowler, his first, second.
Jacob Fowler, a junior. Ethan Dehart, a junior. Swearingen Cooper, the lone seniors. Well, Drew Cook, sophomore.
Braxton Sampson, 35. He's going to check in for the Knights, the sixth man. Playing for two, or 42 in football. Had an outstanding season, and Fowler's going to go to the bench.
A little 2-3 zone, it looks like, from the Knights out of the out-of-bounds. Then they'll switch the man. Braxton, they're energized, Bunny. What Michael Byram said, 18-foot jumper from the Vikings. No. Long rebound by the shortest guy on the floor in Bunch. And it'll be out of bounds. Stays with the Vikings.
Zeke Tanoose not able to find the rim there as he threw that one up. And luckily, the West Vigo Vikings were able to knock it off of Norview's Ethan Dehart.
To inbound. Quick catch and shoot. 10-foot bunny in midair. Caught it. Shot it.
That's the freshman Zeke Tanoose.
4-3. Vikings on top. Brevin Cooper on the top. He'll drive. Jump stop. Needs help. Finds Swearingen. Swearingen throws it. Dehart. Corner. Three. Air ball. Left it long. Braxton Sampson chases it down, sliding in the Vikings bench. Kicking a chair to the floor, but he was out of bounds. It'll be Vikings ball.
I think that would have been Northview basketball because it went right off of Lawton Slogger's left hip.
Is that what Braxton Sampson does, Brad?
Yeah, he hustles.
Man.
He hustles.
He's a football. I asked Byron, I go, is he your hustle guy? He goes, a football player. What do you think?
Getting him a little bit of a beard growing on.
That quick substitution. Cody Bunch will come out of the game. And they're going to call a carry.
Yep,
and a high school boys basketball game.
That's been one of the focal points for the IHSA officials. So, and checking in will be number five. That's Landon Carr. And Carr will check in for Dehart. And Dehart will go to the bench.
Landon Carr on the floor for the first time. Number five, junior. Sampson on the left wing, hands off to Swearingen. Swearingen fakes right, drives baseline. Extinguishes it inside to Braxton. What a pass from the senior.
Nice assist there by Swearingen and a little glass kisser for Sampson. And the Knights got a 5-4 lead.
Holman will drive. Throw it on the left side to Kessler. Kessler hard bounce to Launchlager. Launchlager drives on Caleb. Tacks him, leaves it long. Sampson rebound. Now to Caleb. Caleb Swearingen will push it. Fakes it right. Spins. Fade away. 10 feet. Rims right to left.
Cooper almost stole that rebound.
Yeah.
He got Amari's back pocket and almost got it loose.
Holman fakes right. And now kick it up top. Launchlager on the left side of Kessler. Kessler guarded tightly by Landon Carr. Good defense here by both teams in the early going. Holman. Drew Cook, one-on-one. Spin, Holman throws corner. Carr got a hand on it. But it stays with the Vikings and Kessler, who slows it down to Launchlager. Launchlager trying to guard and drive on Caleb. Caleb's long, lengthy, won't let him go anywhere to travel. Will be called on Gabe Newhouse. Northview ball. Good defensive possession for the Knights, Brad.
Three turnovers for the Vikings, and I've seen hustle, hustle, hustle to start this game for the Northview defense.
Cooper brings it across midcourt. Brevin hands off to Swearingen, left wing. Caleb, he'll drive, kick out to Cook, catch and shoot three, short. Not the best shot, and a reach and foul will be probably called on Landon Carr, I think, here.
That is. That's going to be Carr's first. That's going to be the team's third.
Sell me out, because I don't – you mean, you've seen him play, but Drew Cook, is that his thing? He'll catch a shoot. Is
yeah,
that,
yeah, he's got the he's quickest release here. Yeah, they called down Braxton Sampson. I thought it was on Carr, but they called it on Braxton Sampson, so that's his first. Yeah, Drew's a straight shooter. That's his forte, and not much of a – set. It's just a catch and shoot.
Brunch up top. Brings it near side to Tanoose, the freshman. Baby floater from 10 feet. Wow, what the shot from the freshman. He might make a name for himself in the Wabash Valley Classic coming up.
He'll be a four-year star for West Vigo.
Cooper drive baseline, gets stopped, finds Carr. He'll catch and shoot a three, and he got it. Landon Carr off the bench with three.
A junior Landon Carr sinks the twine.
8-6, Knights lead, ball's loose, and a foul be called on Brevin Cooper. That's his second.
He dove on top of him.
Big thanks to Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 8. And they're going to keep Brevin in the game.
Yeah. Not too bad to have two fouls. He's a smart player.
On the right side in the corner, Kessler throws it to Lautenschlager on the baseline, who fires it up top, three for the lead, Newhouse. He'll leave it short. Rebounded offensively by Bunch. Bunch will just slow it down as we get under 2 minutes here in the opening quarter. Vikings with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Newhouse will drive, get right past Cook, and ties it up at 8 apiece. And an official's timeout will be called.
I don't know, something on the ball. Newhouse scored that too. Clock issues?
Trying to find out.
Brevin does have two fouls.
So they were checking with that.
Yeah. DeHart's going to come in for Cooper.
So Brevin Cooper have to come out of the game. You'll see him back in the second quarter at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not in the second quarter. All right, yeah, we'll see him in the second quarter. We won't see him the rest of the first.
Now, 1:46 to go, tied to 8 apiece on the Great Dane scoreboard. Cale Swearingen of Cooper out will run point with Braxton Sampson, Cook, Landon Carr, and DeHart. Carr off to Cook, near side, screen from Sampson. Drew Cook will dance, drive, and he's just going to get mauled in midair, but they're going to call it travel.
He did. You can't Euro step into a pass, so mistake there by the sophomore, trying to work it a little harder than he should have. But
90 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Quick, fast-paced opening quarter.
Drew transferred back here from Linton. Played some limited minutes last year for Joey Hart and the Linton Miners as they went deep into the tournament.
Lautenschlager gives it off to Tanous. Tanous stops on the top, and Sampson will be called for his second foul on a body on Newhouse.
Not good for the Knights as Sampson and Cooper both with two fouls. Checking in will be Ellis.
So, one of the few seniors on here, Chris Ellis, will check in.
Something we didn't see last year. Coach Michael Byron played six players all season. Only six players made it on the floor. Tonight we've got eight already, and we're not even through the first quarter.
Coming out of the break, out of the quick foul and substitution. On the right side, it'll be Carr defensively. Now DeHart gets it in transition. Off to Swearingen left side. Caleb pump fakes, drives baseline. Needs help. It'll be a body foul.
Fouls on Lautenschlager.
Will you see Caleb shoot many threes, or is it all he likes the mid-range and driving?
Well, I mean, he's got the ability to do anywhere.
He won't force it?
It depends on which opportunity he has. So.
He hasn't committed yet, has he?
No, he hasn't committed. He's got a couple scouts here tonight watching. There's two over there in the corner and one up here on the top side. I seen his dad talking with him this morning.
Bad pass from Jacob. Ethan DeHart.
Ethan just threw it in the corner where Carr either was supposed to be or where he was.
Well, he faked left, went right. It confused him.
All tied up with under a minute to go, Corey.
In the first quarter here on the Great Dane scoreboard, Amari feeds Tanous. Tanous dancing with it, 38 seconds.
They're going to get him with a carry again if he don't do something different.
Tanous. Spins, free throw jumper. This freshman kid can score.
He's got six of their 10.
10-8, West Vigo back on top. Drew Cook gets it taken away. Up ahead to Holman, and he'll get the right-hand layup to go at four. West Vigo's largest lead of the game.
Four turnovers for the Knights. Three of the fours led to points, Corey. 6 points off turnovers.
Swearingen will cross the timeline. 8 seconds. Screen from Carr. He'll go away from it. On the right wing. Step back, launches a three. Swearingen leaves it way short. Holman at the buzzer won't get it off, and we'll go to the second quarter. Down four, the Northview Knights at home on their season opener. West Vigo 12, Northview 8. You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Starting to begin the second quarter here at Northview High School. Northview Knights have 8, while West Vigo does have 12 to begin the second quarter. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here on WAMB. West Vigo will get the ball to begin the second quarter. They're set to inbound. Swearingen, Cook, Carr, DeHart, and Fowler back in the game. Holman gives it off to Tanous, the freshman. Tanous just pulls up 18 feet. He's feeling it, but he missed that time. Now Caleb Swearingen goes right to left on the radio dial. Swearingen gives it off to Fowler, left side of the free throw line. Pat Swearingen said he'll drive in, throw it out wide, catch and shoot three. DeHart, not good. A lot of chunk plays in transition. Cherry picking up ahead and blocked from behind. DeHart stuffs Kessler at the rim. Up top, Carr, three, short. Offensive board, Swearingen count it in the foul.
Nice put back there by Swearingen. And he's going to go to the line to shoot the free throw. That foul's on Amari Holman.
DeHart chased down Launchlager like it was LeBron chasing down Andre Iguodala in the NBA Finals.
Blocked him from behind.
Yep. Pinned it on the backboard. They yelling at us?
No, we're not talking to the official.
No.
Coach Joey Baylor not happy either.
Swearingen misses the free throw. It's a rare attempt there. 12-10 still. West Vigo on top by two on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tanous will dance with it. Now Swearingen's got the opportunity to guard Tanous. Now Holman gets it. Holman drives past it. Missed shot. Good D from Carr. Swearingen comes up ahead to Cook in the corner. Swearingen falls to the ground. Comes back up dribbling. Off to DeHart, 15 feet. Lefty draw. Got it.
DeHart with his first 2 points of the game. The Knights tie it up with 6:40 to go. 12 all on the Great Dane scoreboard, Corey.
Not a lot of stoppage in the game. Cody Bunch will have it at the logo for the Vikings. 6.5 to go in the second. Up top to Tanous. Guarded by Swearingen. Swearingen locked him down there. Feeds it on the right baseline to Newhouse. Spins away, fades. No. Board is picked up by Carr. Carr bounces it ahead to Swearingen. The Knights a chance to go back out in front. Kale will drive. He won't slow down and
travel.
And that's the right call.
Yep. Five turnovers for the Knights.
Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. You can join their team today by applying for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Just subbed in. Brevin Cooper will come in the game. Landon Carr will take a seat. Good minutes off the bench for him.
Yep. Great play there by Landon Carr.
Cody Bunch on top. Guarded by Cook. Swings into the left corner. To Kessler. Kessler driving, and a carry will be called. That's the second carry tonight.
Yep,
called on West
turnovers.
Vigo. Still got the Northview Lady Knights in attendance. If you missed that game, they got to win 47-36. I see Timmerman Pierce, our player of the game, brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. Hannah Dawson up there. Tied at 12. DeHart hands off to Cooper. Cooper slowing it down with the handles. Off to Swearingen. Caleb spins. Throws DeHart. DeHart nearly lost it. Now to Caleb. Right block. Puts it up and fought through contact to give the Knights the 14-12 advantage.
Swearingen with 7 points now to lead to all scorers.
Brunch just slows it down on the logo for the Vikings.
Cody Bunch, a senior. He's a four-year player for West Vigo. Had the big hair last year.
I wasn't here. Bunch off to Noose on the logo. To Noose.
Got a little bit of a mullet growth going on now.
Dancing on a backdoor cut. Gets it up to Kessler. Did he get to go?
He did. Kessler gets it to score. The basket's going to count.
Yeah, is that Brevin Cooper's third foul?
And it is. It is. Cooper's going back to the bench with three fouls.
Cannot have him in foul trouble. So Chris Ellis will come in the game.
We've seen this a couple times last year at Brevin where he got in early foul trouble. So he's asking the official what he did wrong, but he hit him from behind.
You won't see him in the second half.
No.
Coach Byram doesn't agree. Three-point play up and no. We're still tied at 14. So now it's Caleb Swearingen bringing it up the floor. Got enough playmakers out there to survive. Swearingen, turn around, 12-footer. What a play by Caleb. He works on that, doesn't he?
Yep. 16-14, Knights lead, 4:50 to go in the first half.
Tanous will get it on the logo. Tanous dancing, guarded by Caleb. Feeds to Holman on the right wing. Step back three, no. Good block out by Ellis. Swearingen was able to get the rebound because of it. Caleb darts it down low, and it goes to the hands of Fowler.
Seven turnovers for the Knights. That one there was costly because that was wide open. Fowler could have turned around and just flipped that one
up. Did you need to throw it that hard?
No, not at all.
I think he knew it. 16-14 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights have the advantage. 4:25 to go in the second. Cody Brunch hands off to Holman on the volleyball line. Holman fakes right, goes left, throws it. Ellis with the steal. Ellis finds DeHart, who swings the Fowler. Back to DeHart, wide open, 17 feet. The Knights have their largest lead of the game, 18-14.
Ethan DeHart picks up his fourth point. Both of them been mid-range, 15, 17-foot jump shots, and they look good from the southpaw.
I haven't seen a good lefty stroke in a while.
That was a good one.
Brunch is what I have
today. Are
you
hungry?
Yes. Brunch off to launch.
Stolen by Cook.
Drew Cook out in front, one-on-one. We'll just take the contact. He'll just throw it up at the rim. And he knew what he was doing. He was drawing the foul to go to the line 4-2.
Cody Bunch going to pick up the foul. And that's going to be the fifth foul on West Vigo, I believe.
Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. And they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, it was on the floor. Shoved from behind.
Coming to the game, Landon Carr will check in for Drew Cook. Give him a break. Swearingen from underneath the inbound. Gets it to Ellis in the left corner. Ellis to Carr up top, who swings the DeHart down low to Caleb.
Offensive foul. It's going to be on number two. That's Lautenschlager, his second.
Well, he said offensive foul. It scared me for a second.
No. Did I say offensive?
Yeah.
Oh, defensive foul on Lautenschlager.
I was like, what? Now, Lautenschlager, the body, and that is the team.
It's his third foul. Lautenschlager's third foul, team sixth.
Next foul for either team. Either puts the other one in the bonus. So now you won't see Brevin Cooper or Lautenschlager for the remaining of the first half. So at least they balance each other out.
The two senior point guards both on the bench for both teams.
Swearingen underneath the inbound. Needs help. Got to get it in. And he just lobs it to Ellis. Ellis, nice pass to Fowler. And Fowler leaves it short.
Should have dunked that.
Can he dunk?
Oh, yeah.
Holman, right wing.
He's almost 6'8".
Tanous, long three. One-point game now.
Freshman with nine to lead all scorers.
Who is this? Swearingen across the timeline. 18-17. 3-10. Swearingen driving. Off to Carr. Right back to Caleb. He's got the height advantage. But he feeds Fowler instead. Fowler, through contact, will put it up and in. Increases the lead to three.
That's his first 2 points of the season. Fowler now on the scoring. Everybody for the Knights besides Cooper and Cook that touched the floor have scored.
Is Ellis?
Ellis is out there, ain't he? All right, we'll give him credit. He's only been in there for about 30 seconds.
Bunch off to Holman, left side. Holman will spin away, come right back to the maroon in on the floor. He'll drive now. Throw in the corner, up top, Bunch, three to tie. No, bank's not open tonight as Fowler brings down the board. They're going to push it. Up ahead, Caleb, wide open, three.
Caleb Swearingen with his first 3 point, and Swearingen now leads all scorers with 12 points.
23-17, 2:15 to go. Bunch. Hands on the logo. Nice to hear fans again.
Yeah.
Throws in the left corner. Catch and shoot three to match. Caleb rolls off. No. And up ahead, And they're going to call.
That's going to be foul on Gabe Newhouse. Yep. That's his second.
I bet Northy wish they didn't have that because they slapped it up ahead to Carr, and he had nobody in front of him. Regardless, though, going to the free throw line, is it going to be Caleb?
Yeah, it'll be Swearingen.
So Caleb Swearingen will go to the line.
So for with 2:04 to go in the second period, both teams now will be shooting free throws.
Caleb Swearingen has his team out in front, 23-17, 2:04 to go.
Got substitution coming in, 24. That's Wyatt Easton coming in for the Vikings.
Kessler will come out. Swearingen on the 1-1. It's up, and he's 0-for-2 on the night from the free throw line. So now Bunch brings it ahead to Tanous. Tanous long side, guarded by DeHart. 15-footer, no. Rebounded by Drew Cook, who's back in the game. Drew Cook, the sophomore, will drive, not slow down, just kind of scoop it up, no. Rebounded by Caleb Swearingen. He's got some pressure, and he'll be fouled on the floor. It will not be on the shot, but he will go to the line for a 1-1 again.
Let's hope he can make some adjustments, make them. He's got scouts in the stands watching, and you want to make them from the charity stripe.
What school is that? Well, they're staring at him hard.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Duke. No, it's not Duke.
Not in purple.
Caleb Swearingen at the free throw line. 6-point advantage. Make that. No, he'll be 0-for-3. Got to find a way to get those free throws, and he normally makes them. And it'll be out of bounds. Good defense by Caleb. Forces a turnover.
That wasn't a dance. It's going to be a technical foul on Gabe Newhouse. Newhouse actually dribbled off of his hip. And he got a technical called.
And you could tell they already talked about it because no one even went to
Drew
the line.
Cook's already
Drew
there
Cook.
To shoot.
Drew Cook walked over, but he walked away. They knew.
He was the National Elk Hoop Shoot qualifier 3 of 5 years. I mean, the kids, he can shoot the free throw. He can shoot the ball.
So he should go 100% tonight. On the year.
Yeah. He's struggling, but he'll get his first points here.
I missed the loud fans. Like, yeah. I'm happy. Cook from the line. Got it. Nothing
got
but net.
First varsity points at Northview High School with a free throw with 1:36 to go in the first half.
Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. As Cook will leave it short. 24-17. What's wrong with the rims tonight?
I don't know. Whoever's working with the girls varsity team, Coach Byram needs to sign them up.
Don't say that because you know Coach Keys told us last post game.
He did.
Don't even practice free throws.
No, he said no. He said he's got one guy that all he does practices, takes one-on-one,
okay.
And they work with it. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's why I said whoever's working with them, they need to do something here. So you got Landon Carr, Drew Cook, Fowler, DeHart, and Swearingen on the floor for the Knights.
And Swearingen probably won't come off a lot, will he?
He should. I mean, he's going to need his breaks. And
Drew Cook.
If
we're
looking
playing
for the
nine
ball. Kids, you know, there's nobody's irreplaceable.
Swearingen on the left wing. Gives it to Drew Cook. Swings it up top to Fowler, who finds DeHart on the right wing. On top, Landon Carr. Why not another three? And that's why it was left long. Ball batted out to Holman. 1:10 to go until halftime. Nearly taken away by Cook. Tanous, no look pass. Left corner. Driving, right hand, and a foul. He'll go to the line for 2 attempts, and that's going to be Cody Bunch.
And that's going to be Fowler's second foul. They're going to call him with a blocking foul.
Big thanks to York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located at their new location on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are.
Number one at York. Bunch shots up and no good. Chris Ellis will check back in. Fowler with 2 fouls to go to the bench.
Ellis getting good minutes tonight.
Yeah.
Bunch missed the first. Second one's up, and it rolls out. Swearingen goes up. He'll get the board. The only negative about Cale tonight, defense is great, offense is great, free throws not so good. Swearingen on the far side perimeter. He'll dance with it. Off to Carr on the right side, up top to DeHart. DeHart driving. Baby floater leaves it long. Swearingen gets the board. Up, missed it. And fought for it with the Vikings coming up with it. And an unnecessary foul there by Landon Carr. And that's going to send Wyatt Easton to the line.
And that's what we don't like to see there with 40 seconds to go in the lead. We stopped the clock on a silly foul. So let's see if Wyatt Easton, who just came in off the bench, let's see if he can make a couple free throws for the Vikings.
See if we can coach Zach Keats come over here at halftime like he plans. Easton from the line, 1-1. Got it. 24-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Easton again to make it a five-point game. He will not. Rimmed in and out. DeHart with the board. Southpaw will just give it off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen across the timeline. Leaves it for Carr. Carr to Cook. Cook nearly lost it. Tight D by Bunch. Cook can't get a shot off. Trying to feed down low. Skips it to Ellis. Ellis, open corner. Three.
Chris Ellis with a big three-pointer. Puts the Knights up by nine.
8 seconds. Tanous will go for the last shot. Caleb will guard him tightly. Four. Three on the right wing. Tanous will give it off to Bunch. He'll drive. Fade away at the buzzer. No. And what a second quarter from the North Unites. They're on top. On the Great Dane scoreboard, 27-18. We will go in and talk to Zach Keys in a little bit, but we'll take a two-minute break on the halftime show. You're listening to North U Basketball on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Come celebrate the big finish 2020 with some savings that are on the nice list. Employee Pricing Plus continues and now even includes some 21 models. Jeep Grand Cherokee, $275 per month. Jeep Renegade, $119 per month. 21 Ram, $1,500, $299 a month. Check out our inventory at YorkCDJRBrazil.com and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. At the half, the Northview Knights 27, the West Vigo Vikings 18. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me right now is varsity head girls basketball coach Zach Keys. Zach coming off the third big win of the week, beating West Vigo in an outstanding performance by the Lady Knights tonight, winning this one here 47-36.
Yeah, we played well defensively. You know, I thought tonight offensively we were a little stagnant. We looked a little tired tonight. I don't know.
Tired? This is your third varsity game in 4 days.
I think Wednesday night I felt like we looked good and we had a lot of energy. And tonight I didn't feel like we had that as much. But this is a great example of a good team that finds a way to win even when you don't play well. So proud of the group and proud of the effort. And, you know, we knocked down free throws tonight because we didn't shoot it very well.
Oh, yeah. I had you 24 for 36. You said the book was a little different. But you know what? You know, we always give player of the game, you know, to an outstanding player, Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau agent player of the game. Tonight, we give it to Hannah Dawson.
Yeah.
The girl absolutely killed it on rebounds. I don't keep track of rebounds. I know you guys do, or you go back to film or whatever. I'd hate to say how many she ended up with, but she was involved in every rebound.
I told her yesterday when I watched film, and I told the other girls this, she's by far the best rebounder I've ever had. And it's really not even close. It doesn't matter where she's at. She has a she finds a way to get to the ball.
It's like a magnetic field.
Yeah, it is. And it's effort, you know. Rebounding is a lot about effort, and that kid plays exceptionally hard.
There was a kid here that played several years ago. Now he's a coach here that rebounded about like her. I think I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your go-to, you know.
Yeah.
You was the hustle kid that went out there. Hey, you had Logan that was wanting to shoot it from everywhere, but you was that kid that was down there, and that's where she's at.
She is, man. She's a hardworking kid. Her and Sid both, you know. Sidney Maurer's the same way. Just hardworking kids. You know, Sid did a great job on step tonight. We chased her, held her to 10. I think she might have had six of them in the fourth quarter. But hold her, you know, well under her average was the game plan. Pinnell played a great game for West Vigo. And, West Vigo's playing better. Coach Kirkhoff's done a really nice job. But they really slopped the game up, and they did a good job of that tonight. I'm just proud of the girls for, you know, pulling out a win when we don't play our best.
Yeah. Well, that was Coach Zach Keys of the Lady Knights. There was a schedule change for next week, right?
Yeah, next week we play Tuesday night against Terre Haute North, and then right now we play Park Heritage on Thursday night.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, so we'll keep you posted
you
on that. But that's Coach Zach Keys. You've been listening to the Box Drop Coaches interview. Box Drop in Brazil, Forest Park Plaza. Go see them today for your next new mattress. Box Drop Coaches interview. We'll be back on the halftime show and the boys' game, the varsity 27 Knights. The Varsity Vigo, West Vigo Vikings, 18. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here. And we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need. So stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to Timeless Classics, WAMB, on the halftime show. 27-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Your Northview Knights may have started out a little slow in the first quarter, but things got rolling here in the second. Only negative I could say, the free throw shooting's got to be a bit better. Got to stay off the foul trouble. Majority of the second quarter was without point guard senior Brevin Cooper for the Northview Knights. We'll see him coming up in the third quarter to play Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, Dennis back in the WAMB studios. We're on the air tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. from Sullivan High School. Big game for the Knights there, but they got to take care of this WIC foe first. 27-18, Caleb Swearingen taking advantage of all the things. We'll have stats and more for you coming up here with Brad Wallace, the man, the myth, the legend, the statistician on WAMB.
Okay, let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Sure, totally. Is that a Pepsi vanilla?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please not here. Not now.
Oh, too late. Steve. It's flavor time, baby, and we're coming to you live with the smoothest cat in the city, Pepsi Vanilla.
No, it's not flavor time.
With a flavor so rich and a taste so smooth, it's delicious, it's refreshing, it's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the fox's socks.
And I'm pretending I don't know you.
I think it's about time to take a call from the biggest flavor fan of the day, Steve.
Dude, seriously, does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Vanilla?
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Pepsi Vanilla. Now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
You can help make a difference for a local child when you buy Pepsi products this holiday season. Look for the Pepsi Toys for Tots displays where you grocery shop. A portion of all sales for Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and more will go right back into the Wabash Valley's Toys for Tots.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on the halftime show. Big thanks to Coach Zach Keys for stopping by to talk to Brad Wallace. That interview was brought to you by the Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Why don't you pay a full-price mattress when you could pay for a third of the price, brand new, just as comfy, if not comfier, than that mattress store down the store, Brad.
Oh, they're nice. You know, and great people.
I love
great
Kelly Sparks people. And Mom. Yep. I can't wait to meet them. I'll be with them next week talking to them. Got a surprise for them if they're listening. Brad, North Unites 27, West Vigo 18, 2 minutes till the third quarter. Bremen Cooper got in a little bit of foul trouble. Caleb Swearingen, I mean, he did a lot of great things, but also the bench.
Yeah, the bench performance so far for the Knights has been really good. For the Knights in scoring, Drew Kick with 1 point. 2 points apiece for Jacob Fowler and Braxton Sampson. 3 points apiece for Carr and Ellis. And 12 points leading scorer for Caleb Swearingen. Ethan DeHart with 4 points. For the West Vigo Vikings, 18 total points. Zeke Tanous, the freshman, with 9. 2 points apiece for Case Lautenschlager, Gabe Newhouse, and Amari Holman, as well as Ethan Kessler. 1 point off the bench for Wyatt Easton for the Vikings. The Knights are shooting the ball from the free throw line. They're only 2 of 6 from the line. 8 for 20 from the floor, and 3 of 9 from behind the arc. You take out those 9 points, and the Knights are trailing. Three-pointers been big tonight, but they've got to tighten the ship up a little bit. Foul trouble is the focus right now for the Knights. 3 fouls for Brevin Cooper, 2 apiece for Fowler and Sampson. So both big guys down low got 2 fouls apiece, and the point guard Cooper's got 3. Also, Case Lautenschlager, the point guard for the West Vigo Vikings, he has 3, and Gabe Newhouse, the other guard, with 2 as well.
About 40 seconds will begin the third quarter. You've seen first half of basketball for the Knights. That's all you've seen so far this year. What'd you think overall?
Sloppy. Yeah, that's what me and Coach Keys were talking about off the air. The boys come out, and they look really sloppy. They took 14 shots in the first quarter and made 3 of them. You know, and they Braxton Sampson and Carr come off the bench to give them 5 points. You know, of 5 of the 8 points, and those were late in the first quarter. So, yeah, sloppy start for the Knights, but hopefully they can, you know, make a little bit of adjustment here at halftime and come out and do something a little different.
You know, I know we got a lot of West Vigo fans that listen to this as well, but from a West Vigo side of thing, they have a really, really good player in Tanous.
They do. Zeke, his older brother, Alec, played here at Northview. Alec's coach and now junior varsity coach at West Vigo. And Zeke's played with some really good basketball programs through the AAU. He was a star at Honey Creek as an eighth grader. Yeah, he's got a lot of potential, and you know we'll see a lot of the Zeke Tanous here this season, and it'll be fun watching him at the Classic.
Now let's get this third quarter started on the Great Dane scoreboard. North Unites 27-18 for West Vigo.
Cooper is not starting. Landon Carr will be in for Cooper. So you got Carr, Swearingen, DeHart, Fowler, and Cook.
And I don't hate that move.
Me either.
DeHart on the right wing. DeHart holding the ball, waiting for the offense to digest. It will to Swearingen. Swearingen will drive on Holman. He'll just step back.
Offensive foul, Caleb Swearingen.
Despite the made basket. So it'll be West Vigo ball. It'll be his first foul.
Yep. Body contact, and then he hit him in the chest with the basketball as he went up for the shot. And that is, I don't know if it was as much as a flop as it was contact, but it drew the whistle from the official.
Let's see the halftime adjustments Coach Michael Byron made on the defensive end.
And let's see what Coach Joey Baylor did for the Vikings, try to get some scoring out of him. Awful flat, only scoring 6 points there in the second quarter.
Holman knocked it away with Fowler. Fowler and Drew Cook now bring it left to right across midcourt. Cook, he'll move with it. Fake left, go right. Chest pass to Swearingen in the corner, guarded by Holman. He'll pick up his dribble, throw it down low to Fowler. He's double-teamed. He'll shuffle, and
he's going to be fouled.
I thought they were going to call a travel.
That's
for a
Newhouse's third foul as well. So Gabe Newhouse with 3 fouls.
Is Lautenschlager out there with his 3?
Lautenschlager is not on the floor.
No, yeah, he is.
No, that's sorry. That's the 4th foul on Gabe Newhouse.
So Newhouse, the one that had 3, was taken out with.
No, Lautenschlager has 3 as well.
They have a lot of foul trouble there, don't they? DeHart will miss Fowler will miss the free throw.
Unless I missed something, but I don't think so, because Lautenschlager argued when he got the technical, remember?
Okay, To make it a 10-point lead, the largest of the day, Fowler rims it in out. Batted by Carr, but it's up ahead to Bunch. Bunch on the right wing quickly, picks up his dribble, skips it to Tanous. Tanous on the volleyball line, defended by Swearingen. He'll skip it away to Launchlager on the left side, the bunch. He'll drive baseline, toss it up top to Holman corner. Good defense by Cook. They'll have to give it off to Bunch. He brings it back on the top. No reset. Bunch, and they're going to call a body foul on Drew Cook.
Yeah, he's just putting a hip check on him, and you can't do that right in front of the official. You can do that when you're in the paint or you're sliding off somebody, but you can't try pushing them out of bounds.
Byron saying he had his hand straight up, but
he hip checked him. Yeah. But you got to argue it's first game of the season. Got to see how far you can get, right?
Yeah, Bunch will get it in off to Easton. Easton to Holman in the corner, down low. Dancing, Launchlager blocked by foul. Easton from or
DeHart.
DeHart from behind.
And DeHart gets the rebound.
Yep. Cook has it on top. Drew Cook crossed over. Got past Bunch. Goes to the lane.
Cook with his first basket is a night, and that's 3 points for Cook.
29-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
11-point lead for the Knights, as that's the biggest of the contest.
On top, Easton feeds it down low to Launchlager. Launchlager gets it partially blocked down low by Carr. Gets his own miss, and he'll go back up, get fouled, go to the line.
Yeah, but that's Fowler. That's Fowler's third foul, I believe. And they're going to talk to Launchlager because they threw the basketball. That foul's on Fowler. That's his third. Probably see Braxton Sampson come into the game. Yep, coach gives him the nod. Here comes 42, 35, whatever you want to call him as a basketball player. But the farm boy, Sampson, comes out on the floor.
Was 42 not available?
Nah, I guess not. That was Coach Zach Keyes' number, I believe.
First free throw attempt is up and through. Big thanks to PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, and they're proud to be part of this community.
West Vigo 3-for-5 from the free throw line.
Made that one, 29-20. Swearingen will go left to right with it. Guarded by Holman.
Low scoring affair here for the opening night for Knights basketball.
Caleb swings it. Carr in the left wing. Carr back to Swearingen. Goes away from a Drew Cook screen. He'll fade away, draw the foul. Hits it off the back part of the rim. He'll go to the line for two.
Amari Holman picks up his second foul. West Vigo's second foul. Oh, they're saying that's the third on Amari?
Yeah.
I missed a couple earlier.
Swearingen with two. He will knock down this one, the first of the night.
That's his second free throw.
Second.
Yeah, he hit the old-fashioned three-point play at the beginning of the game.
First points for the Knights.
Yep.
Swearingen's second attempt. He got it.
Made the adjustments at halftime. Swearingen, the senior.
30-20 right to left. Holman on the far side perimeter. Holman driving. Had nowhere to go with it. Got it to Tanous in the corner. Tanous now down low. Easton. Backdoor cut. Up and in by Launchlager. Timeout West Vigo by Coach Baylor. We'll take one with them. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 30. West Vigo 22, 5:24 to go in the third quarter on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. It seems like you advertise for bankruptcy a lot. Does Ellis Law handle accident cases as well?
Actually, it's ironic you asked that. Ellis Law is hopefully known for accidents, bankruptcy, criminal, and divorce. Accidents is one of our main areas. We've handled several million-dollar cases, and, you know, it's important to know what to do. If you've had an accident, certainly the first thing to do is to get a hold of a medical professional, but shortly thereafter is get a hold of a legal professional. You want to be certain not to make statements to the insurance company that might be contacting you. Keep in mind, they're there to do a job, and that job is for their client. So you need representation as well. So if you've had an accident, call Ellis Law at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
5:23 to go, 31-22. They added a point during the halftime or during the timeout break. 9-point advantage for the Northview Knights. Brevin Cooper still not on the floor, Brad.
Nope, not with three fouls. I don't think we'll see him this quarter, especially if we've got a lead.
Drew Cook on the logo. And he'll get a foul reach-in drawn there by Cody Bunch.
Bunch picks up his second foul.
Cody Bunch arguing with the official there?
No, he was asking.
Oh.
He thought the official said something to him, and Cody was saying, I didn't say anything. They're laughing. They're smiling at each other.
31-22, third team foul. Cook will run point. Swearingen still on the floor with him. As well as Braxton Sampson, DeHart, and Carr. Cook goes left hand. Got it partially blocked by Bunch. And now going all the way is Lautschlager. Throws it to Holman in the corner. Holman has a wide open. Tanous, don't do that, but he'll miss.
Tanous hasn't scored since early on in the second period.
Swearingen will drive. He gets uppercutted by Holman, and he'll slam the padding right behind Scott Buell.
I think that's either three or four on Holman. Let's see, number 12, Holman. See what they put up there. Yep, that's number four. So we've got four fouls on Newhouse, four fouls on Holman, three on Lautenschlager. DeHart's going to take a break.
Is his brother not here watching him tonight?
Probably
not.
No, I doubt it because they didn't allow any of the underclassmen to come in. So Cooper checks in, and Sampson. He's going to take it out and throw it into Sampson.
And a foul will be called right away on Braxton.
Yeah, called on Sampson. So Sampson's got his third.
They're going to call him for a reach, and Braxton had a look, just caught too far underneath the basket. So 4:42 in the third quarter. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 31, West Vigo 22. Right to left on the radio dial, Tanous. Hands off now in the hands of Kessler. Kessler to Bunch on the left side, bouncing it up top to Tanous. Tanous guarded tightly by Carr. Carr's good at defense too. Throws it left side, Lautschlager spins on Swearingen, attacks him, Swearingen said no, but he got his own miss, put it up, missed again. Lautschlager, they're going to dance for it, they're going to call Braxton for a foul again.
That's four on Sampson, he'll be coming out. So Bunch misses three in a row, but gets two offensive rebounds, padding his stats.
I always wondered, someone like Braxton, a football player who just loves to hit, he tells me he loves to hit. How do you go to basketball where you can't really hit anybody?
Yeah, it's just it'll take him a little bit.
You touch him, it's a foul.
It'll take him a little bit to get acclimated.
9-point lead. Chris Ellis will come in the game. Tanous. Far side perimeter. Throw it to a no man, but Swearingen was there to take it away. Miscommunication between the Vikings offense. Swearingen pulls up 18 feet. Left it a little short off the front of the rim. Now Lautschlager will push it ahead. Find Easton, right hand, got it to go. 31-24, 3:56 to go in the third.
7-point lead for the Knights.
Brevin Cooper's back on the floor.
Cooper yet to score.
Hasn't been on the floor that much.
Yeah, but when he has, he's attacked the rim but can't find it. There, I got it. I talked him into that one.
You silly duck, Brad.
Yep, I talked him into that one. Thank goodness it worked.
33-24, he attacked the rim. 9-point lead back for the Knights. Tanous brings it near side. Vikings seem a little bit confused, and I thought I heard timeout. Nope. Tanous driving, just throws it up. Nearly got it. Ellis reaches for the rebound.
Ellis with them 18-foot arms or 23-foot, whatever his wingspan is. It's amazing.
Brevin Cooper will back his man down from the logo. On the right baseline, Cooper fires ahead to Ellis. Ellis has 3 points tonight. Lobs inside to Swearingen. Swearingen cuts it. Ellis got it.
Ellis with 5 points. The senior stepping up tonight. What an outstanding performance off the bench for Chris Ellis. He's 100%.
35-24, 2:50 to go in the third. 11-point lead. Tied for the largest lead of the night. Bunch will get it. Cutting. Throws up a funky shot off Swearingen. Good D from Caleb. And he'll take the rebound and go the other way. Caleb on top. Finds Chris Ellis again. Chris backdoor. Drew. Cook got the two.
Assist for Ellis. Two for Cook. And we're moving right along. 5 points for Ellis and the senior getting an opportunity to play tonight. And he's showing the coach he needs to be out there.
37-24. Tanous driving. Eurostep throws it at the bucket. No, he's just throwing him up now. He's frustrated.
And there comes Ellis flying in for a second rebound.
And up ahead. Had it. Carr missed the layup. Tanous on the right wing, feeds it in the left corner. Long three from Kessler, no good. Rebounded by Swearingen. Probably got a double-double by now.
Yeah.
They're going to slow it down. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. They're up 13. Brevin Cooper will take it from Swearingen.
Chris Ellis just shining out there tonight on the floor for the Knights. Love to see it. Great kid, great family.
Swearingen Using a Chris Ellis screen. Off to Cooper. Corner three. And just toilet bowls out. Rebounded by Launchlager. Up ahead to Kessler. Blocked by Carr. Offensive board taken, though, by Launchlager. Put it up, and he's fouled on the shot.
Ellis is going to get called for the foul. But I'll tell you what, that was a nice block by Landon Carr. The junior got up there and blocked that one. A lot of playing time for Carr, too.
The Knights are moving here in the third. 90 seconds on the dot to go in the quarter.
DeHawk's going to check back in.
Launchlager, that one hit every part of the rim but didn't go in. DeHawk will come in.
Carr's going to get a breather.
Fowler on the floor. A little bit of foul trouble for him. The next shot is up and through.
Lautenschlager picking up his fifth point of the game, and the Knights only lead by 12 now, Corey, but it's been a fast-paced third quarter.
Cooper smiling as he brings the ball up the floor. Gives it off to DeHart. Long lefty three. Ooh. That went all the way in and out, but Swearingen will clean it up like a vacuum. 39-25, largest lead of the night.
DeHart struggling to find his stroke, Corey.
He's hitting every part of the rim, just won't go in. He has one
he's three. Good from 15. No, he's good from 15 and 18 feet, but he's 0 for 5 from behind the 21-foot mark.
Tanous, long three. He'll miss it. And there's going to be a foul on the four. Swearingen's on the floor. He got bopped in the nose, I think. And it'll be a foul on a Launchlager for West Vigo.
That's either his third. It's his fourth. I thought it was his fourth. So you got Launchlager, Newhouse, and Holman, all three with four fouls for the Vikings.
You can't take them all out. Swearingen got elbowed in the face.
Yep.
Under a minute to go. Up 14.
Not good to lose him on the first game of the season.
DeHart down low to Swearingen. Backs his man down. He'll skip it ahead to DeHart. He'll just take the 18-footer.
That's where he's been good tonight, and why not?
Pump fake, drive, shoot, got it. 41-25.
6 points now for DeHart. All of them coming inside the arc, and all of them great. Cook with a steal.
Drew Cook will push it now. Gives it off to Cooper. 25 seconds. They're going to tell him to slow it down, take the
one
last
shot.
They're up 16, so why not on the Great Dane scoreboard. Cooper, Drew Cook near side now. Back to Cooper. 12 seconds. Cooper's on the logo. Finds Chris Ellis. Hands it off to Swearingen. 7. Swearingen driving baseline. Double team. Needs help. Finds DeHart driving at the buzzer. Baby floater. Got it to go. 43-25. The Knights are having a good old time. Up 18 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Final quarter of play coming your way on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Northy looking for the sweet tonight. The girls got the win 47-36 over the Lady Vikings of West Vigo to improve to 5-1 on the year. The Knights with their season opener are steamrolling West Vigo here as of late. 43-25 lead, up 18 in the final quarter of play, Brad. Holman gets it for the Vikings, near side, right to left. Bouncing off to Tanous. Tanous is going to have to start getting some shots to fall. Haven't really seen many since, what, the second quarter?
He hasn't scored since early on the second quarter.
Holman.
4 in the third.
Driving, bounces. It'll be a kick ball on Drew Cook. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. You can apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Drew Cook. Long Hail Mary type pass to get it inbounds. Launchlager, guarded by Swearing. Gentle drive, push it to Holman. Three-pointer, got it. In the head, in the face of DeHart.
Amari Holman gets his fifth point of the game, first three of the game.
Now Cooper will drive. He'll spin away on the left wing. Chest pass to Chris Ellis. Off to DeHart, up top. DeHart, Drew Cook, catch and shoot, three. Hesitated for a second, left it short. But Brevin Cooper's right there for a three wide open, and it goes in and out. Now pushing it, Vigo up ahead and an easy two, but he missed it.
Case Lautenschlager laid one up on the backboard, and it floated back to the rim.
Now Cooper will drive, foul, count it. He'll go to the line looking for that three-point play.
Kessler's going to be called on the foul, I believe, and that'll be his first.
No way, one foul in this game so
far
for one player? That'll be his second. Oh, no, first, you're right.
First.
So Chris Ellis should get a rounding applause if a lot of fans were here because he's played his butt off in this entire game so far.
Fowler comes back in with 6:55 to go, and he's playing with four fouls.
Cooper going for the three-point play. Smooth, silky smooth. 46-28, 18-point lead. Ties the largest lead of the game.
That's five for Brevin Cooper. All coming here in the second half. He spent probably 15/16 of the first half on the bench.
Holman guarded by Cook. Going to split the defenders to find Newhouse down low. Good defense from Fowler. He'll miss it. Now Cooper up ahead. Could have got a foul on Holman, but he'll push it up ahead to Fowler. Put it up, miss it, but he'll go to the line for two. Holman's frustrated.
Yeah. Case Lautenschlager arguing with the official.
A lot of that tonight.
Yeah. Chippy.
My mom used to do that kind of stuff when I played sports.
Could you hear?
Yeah, he's told to stop.
Lautenschlager's coming out. Joey Baylor don't like him over there chawing with the official. Oh, that's his fifth foul.
No, oh, yeah. So coming in for him will be Wyatt Easton.
Now, wait a minute. They didn't call that on Lautenschlager. That was Kessler's first foul.
It says up there.
I know. They must change it.
Fowler, charity stripe, and hits the back of the iron. Big thanks to many of our sponsors, including Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40, Western Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. This North United's team, if they get things clicking leading up to the Classic, will be a fun time the day after Christmas, Brad.
Fowler picks up his third point of the game from the charity stripe.
And the Knights get their largest lead at 19, 47-28. Holman will dance with the ball on top of the key. Left alone, three, off the backside, no. Rebounded by Drew Cook, the sophomore from Linton. Cook ahead, DeHart, pump fakes from three, drives instead, goes way up, floater, leaves it a little long, and it'll be out of bounds, last touched by DeHart.
Yep. DeHart should have passed that one, not tried throwing it in, but tried the little floater and just left it short.
6:08 to go in this one. The Knights are cruising up 19. Holman. Chest pass on the near side to Newhouse. Up top. Finds Kessler. Kessler, 18-footer. No, too far to the right. Cook will take that rebound from Swearingen. He said, you've had your double-double. Cook driving. Just hooks it down low to Fowler.
Foul's going to be on number three, Kessler.
Good pass from Drew Cook. Oh, hook shot type. He'll be fouled and go to the line for a 1-1.
So let's see if they changed that foul earlier. Nope, that's two on Kessler. I don't know where that foul, that phantom foul come in there to make it five. Ow. Oh, well.
So Andrew will take Revan Cooper's spot.
Drew 1-for-2 from the free throw line.
Yeah, come on, Brad.
Yeah, ain't me.
Cook, free throw, got it. On the 1-1, he'll get another one.
6 points in his Northview debut for Drew Cook so far with 5:49 to go. Gonna get this fan removed.
Yeah, I think that's what's about to happen because someone, like I say, names, took out their phone, shook his head at me. Because
yep.
They're right in our ear.
Wyatt Easton's going to come to the floor, come off the floor, and Cody Bunch is gonna check in. Bunch with two fouls.
5:49 to go. Cook, free throw, got it. 49-28. Timeout, North United. Coach Michael Byron will give us a media timeout. How nice of him. You're listening to North Unites Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
When is it?
Next Friday, another game we're looking forward to. North Putnam, we're at there. North, you boys basketball, got a full slate of games. Check them out on our website at WAMBradio.com. West Vigo down 21, has the ball in the hands. Bunch will drive, get fouled, I believe, by Swearingen on the shot.
Swearingen's second foul.
Or will be on the floor and be a 1-1. He put up two fingers.
It's 1-1.
Yes, it was on the floor, not on the shot. So Bunch will go to the line. .537. Shots up. Off the mark. So Northview will have the ball with a 21-point lead. 5.5 to go. They're going to throw a Hail Mary down to Fowler. Out to DeHart for three. He had an open look. He'll miss. But Brevin Cooper offensive board off the mark. Cooper gets it again. Spins, throws, no.
Cooper missed two.
Had a beautiful transition there. If DeHart could have finished the shot, Holman will cross up Drew Cook and miss the layup.
Nice ball movement there by Holman.
Fowler with a rebound up ahead to Brevin Cooper. 5 minutes to go. Cooper. Stops on a dime. Tries to throw in the corner to Cook or DeHart somebody.
Gives it to Kalen Shane. He hasn't caught a pass here at Northview for about 6 years as the alumni is now on the coaching staff helping out Coach Michael Byram and coaching the C team.
49-28. Bunch on the far side perimeter. Kicks it up top to Tanoose. Tanoose guarded tightly by Swearingen. Now Holman wide open. Drew Cook left him alone. He hit a three. A little bit of pressure here on the ball carrier. 49-31. 4:42 to go. Cooper gets across the timeline. He'll backdoor to DeHart. Just kind of lob it inside the middle of the lane where everybody was. Not a good pass. Bunch has it in transition for West Vigo. He'll drive, layup, no. Rebounded by Fowler. And he has Drew Cook on the near side. He'll give it to him. Cook across the timeline. And he'll get taken away by Bunch. Bunch, layup, good. So Drew Cook, and he'll tell you, responsible for 5 points in the last West Vigo. 49-33, 16-point deficit now, down from 21. Cooper picks up his dribble, gives the Fowler on the left wing. Hands off to DeHart. DeHart kicks Cooper three, pump fake. He has an opening to DeHart for a three, got it.
DeHart gets his first three-pointer of the night, and that's 11 for DeHart.
Puts the Knights back up by 19.
Caleb Swearingen yet to score here in the fourth quarter.
Tanoose guarded tightly by Cale. He's playing great defense, and he gets a block. Drew Cook gets the miss off the Caleb Swearingen block. Cooper down low. Fowler pump fake. Foul. Throws it up at the rim. He'll go to the line for two, and he got hit pretty hard in the head.
Yeah, it looks like by
someone's
hip.
See who the foul is going to be on.
Number four, that's Newhouse. That's his fifth. He's going to go to the bench.
So coming out of the game, you said, was Newhouse.
Newhouse, really, yep.
Did she? Yeah, 3:27 to go, 52-33. Big thanks for many of our sponsors, including Refreshment Services. your Pepsi distributors in the Wabash Valley. Stick around for the postgame show brought to you by Pizza King of Brazil. They're still open. I may have to stop by there and get myself a sub or something afterwards. Meet me there. Brought to you by right there, your WAMB postgame show sponsor. Or you can call in your order at 812-420-3650. Fowler knocks down the free throws. Makes a 54-33 5-0 run for the Knights. And what happened, Brad? Officials stopped the game.
Somebody didn't check in. Somebody didn't check in. 24 is out there, Wyatt Easton.
3:27 to go in this ball game. The North Knights basically say they wrapped it up, but still 54-33 is the score. Holman will drive on Cook. Swing a pass up. Left it long. Brevin
Technical
Cooper.
Foul.
And Holman gets
called on Holman. Yep, he yelled at the official, and that's going to be his fifth foul.
And don't tell me the fans don't have anything to do with that little bit of getting the officials angry.
Yep. That's his fifth foul. Cook's already at the line. He knows he's shooting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the person yelling left.
Yeah. Well, Drew Cook's going to shoot the technical foul. Checking in is going to be 32, Connor Martin.
Yep. Chris Ellis has played himself a great game off the bench as well. Speaking of Ellis, Ellis Law, one call does it all for legal matters large and small. Call Ellis Law today for your free consultation, 812-234-9000.
Caleb Swearingen is going to come out of the game with 16 points.
Cook will just get the free throw to fall. Swearingen did a good job. Cook again makes it 56-33.
Cook makes both of the technical shots. Northfield have the basketball.
Is he in double digits now?
Cook has nine.
Well, one more point. His first varsity game for the North Knights will be
a good start.
A good start, yep. Still a lot to work on, and he'll tell you that, I'm sure. Did you ever see him play Linton?
Oh, yeah.
He played varsity?
He played limited minutes, but he played some, yeah.
Cooper drove, got fouled. He'll go to the line now for two.
Who's the foul on? Number three, that's Ethan Kessler. That's his third. Both teams in the bonus, Knights in the double bonus. Three players fouled out for West Vigo. Braxton Sampson's got four fouls for the Knights.
Cooper's free throws up and through.
Brevin Cooper now has picked up his sixth point of the game. Not a high-scoring affair for Brevin, but he spent a lot of time in the first half on the bench.
57-33, 3:09 to go. Cooper up and in. 58-33. Coming in the game now will be for the North Knights. Christian Rumpke will come in for Drew Cook. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. 58-33, 25-point lead. Bunch on top, guarded by Fowler. Hands it off to Kessler, who's guarded by Brevin Cooper in the right corner. He'll dribble it up top to Bunch. Bunch will get it. He'll dance around on Fowler. A little size differential, and Fowler made him see it. And a block shot will be called for a foul from behind.
Yeah, he's hitting from behind, so Fowler's gonna pick up his fourth foul.
We'll get two free throws here. It's Bunch. It's up and good. Makes it 58-34 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks for Pizza King of Brazil. They're your official Northview WAMB post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650.
Second shot's up and good for Bunch.
2:48
to go. Sampson will check back in.
You talk to Bill Wells. That place is nice enough. They put our... Hopefully they have our games up on stream on over the intercom there.
I think they have a jukebox.
Yeah, I know they do. Cooper, got it, go. Cooper with the left-handed scoop and score, 60-35. West Vigo now dancing with it. Martin coming off the bench, has it to Bunch. Bunch kicks it out to Tanous, the freshman. You know, I really thought Tanous was going to be a problem this whole game. Give credit to Northview.
He's overplaying now. You know, it's only his third varsity game, third basketball game in high school, third varsity game, and he's just overplaying himself.
Brevin Cooper bouncing it off. Quick three for Carr. No. Ball's fought for down low. It'll be a foul.
Gonna be called against Cooper. That's going to be his fourth foul. And Coach told him, what are you fouling for? Keep your hands straight up.
And that'll result in a 1-1.
Yeah. Parkey and Wallace will check in. So Jared Parkey and 15 Colton Wallace will check in. So now everybody in tonight's roster has made it to the floor, and almost everybody scored besides Rumpke, Parkey, and Wallace. Let's see here with 2 minutes. They might get a point or two.
Shots up and through for Brunch. Bunch. Hungry, man.
Hungry, hungry, Corey.
And because I'm hungry, I'm going to go to Pizza King after the game.
Bunch made it.
Next free throw by Bunch is off the mark. Rebounded. Brought in by Parkey. Up ahead to Colton Wallace. Wallace gets the back door. Layup up. Missed it to the right. Put up by Parkey off the mark. Wallace had a good look, but here comes West Vigo. Driving. Wallace. Bunch blows by him. Foul will be called on the floor on Wallace.
That's his first. Didn't take him long to get his first foul.
Who did he learn that from?
Not me.
60-36, a minute 50 to go.
Got him for the back tip. Gets a name in the book.
Bunch, next free throw's up and through.
Bunch has been the star here in the fourth quarter.
What's he got now? You even know?
Well, he's got six, but they're from the free throw line.
Bunch will make another 60-38, 22-point lead for the Knights. 1:48 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Carr up top, fakes the pass, shoots the three, and he's going to be off the mark. 5-4 down low. Vigo will come up with a rebound. They're going to call a foul.
Landon Carr. Landon Carr picks up his second foul. There's been a lot of fouls called here. Let's see. 15, 20, 1, 2, 24.
I'll have a petition for no more whistles.
39 fouls.
Oh, my. more fouls than points for West Vigo here tonight.
Yeah. So who is shooting this one? 24, that's Wyatt Easton.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt Easton, he'll get a double bonus. Missed the first.
He's got 5 points.
We'll talk to head coach Michael Byram about all this. And, I mean, sure, there's a lot to talk about after your first game. A big game tomorrow, 1:15 pregame at Sullivan High School. Good, good program over there.
Good Easton test. Makes the second one.
Bringing it left to right. Carr on the right corner. Lobs it up. Tries to get the Parkey. It'll be taken away. 1:24. Skips the pass up ahead. Wallace forces the pass away. On top. Danuse. Off the Bunch. Bunch for three. No. Long rebound to Bunch. A minute 12 to go. On the right side. Now it's Danuse in the right corner. He'll drive. Flick it up in the air. It'll be blocked by Braxton Sampson. Rumpke will bring it up the floor to Parkey. Parkey to Sampson. Braxton takes all the contact in the world like a football player.
First down, Sampson. He's going to go to line to shoot a free throw. Coach calls him all over. Here comes Braxton. He said, no, you got to shoot it.
Did Braxton try to walk over there?
Yeah, he did. Sampson with a chance here to score his third and fourth point of the game.
All by himself. No Knights down there. Nothing but net.
Remember last year how we harassed him about his free throws?
No.
Oh, no, you wasn't here. That's right. He airballed a couple of them. So we teased him.
Braxton again from the free throw line.
He must have worked on him.
I just heard someone yell air ball, so his teammates are messing with him.
He must have worked on him over the break.
62-39.
Parkey with, Parkey almost had the steal. Steps out of bounds.
Jared Parkey, a 6'2 junior guard. To inbound it will be Kessler with 56 seconds to go. This game looked like it was going to be close to the wire in the first half. The Knights really stepped it up.
Took us a little while to get the gas pedal oiled up, but it worked.
First game of the year. Bunch up top. Driving. Flips up the layup. No good. Rebound by Sampson. He'll fire it ahead to Carr. Off to Colton Wallace in the right corner. He'll pump fake. Drive. Nice pass to Sampson. Left baseline. Parkey open for three.
Boom! Jared Parkey with the big three.
Lady Knights over in the corner cheering him on. 62-39, 28 seconds to go. Tanous tries, 15 feet, left elbow, got it.
First score of the second half.
That's nuts. 64-41, Colton Wallace.
He's going to be fouled by number five. That's Carr. He's going to go to the free throw line, shoot two.
Look, he's not even my kid. That's weird for me to call his name. 64-41, 17 and a half seconds to go. Wallace will go to the line.
Going to get a chance to put his name in the scorebook.
You want to call it, Dad?
No, it's all right. He's going to make them. I got faith in him. He made them all last night.
Colton Wallace from the free throw line here on the varsity side of things.
Probably jinxed him.
Colton Wallace, free throw. Nah. Nothing but net.
Let's hope we can get two of them here.
65-41, Colton Wallace will do it again. Wallace left it short. Fought for the rebound, stole it away from Tanous, but West Vigo was there to take it. He's laughing down the floor. Tanous will drive on Carr with 9.8 seconds
left. Carr's
going to
foul out of the game.
Game's almost over, fellas. I got a kid to go feed. Or I got to feed me first. But kidding.
Landon Carr's arguing with Coach Byram. I didn't foul him, Byram. Well, that's only the 41st foul called of the night.
Tanous will miss the free throw. He'll get one more.
The officials are making their money tonight. 41 fouls, tying West Vigo's point total.
Tanous has a chance to break that. He
and
will.
He does.
66-42, 9.8.
Things you cheer about whenever it's a
big, big deficit.
Yeah.
Now to Carr. Time will run out.
And
what a
win.
The North Unites open up the season with a 66-42 win over West Vigo in game number one of this long, long basketball season. We'll talk to you guys in the postgame show brought to you by Pizza King in Brazil. We'll talk to head coach Michael Byram, give our player of the game, stats and more from Brad Wallace, myself, Corey Clark, on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Come celebrate the big finish 2020 with some savings that are on the nice list. Employee Pricing Plus continues and now even includes some 21 models. Jeep Grand Cherokee $275 per month, Jeep Renegade $119 per month, 21 Ram $1,500 $299 a month. Check out our inventory at YorkCDJRBrazil.com and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School for the final time tonight. The girls got to win 47-36, but the North United boys varsity team opens up their season at home against West Vigo with a 66-42 win, Brad.
Nice shooting there by the Knights in the second half. We was flat starting, Corey, scoring 8 points in the first quarter. In the second quarter, scoring 19 points. Third quarter coming out scoring 16, and then to finish out with 23 points in the final fourth period. Scoring for the night, 16 points for Caleb Swearingen, 11 for Ethan DeHart, 9 apiece for Cooper and Cook, 5 for Fowler. off the bench for the Knights. Braxton Sampson with four. Carr with three. Chris Ellis with five. Jared Parkey with three. And Colton Wallace with one, rounding out scoring for the Knights, 66 total points. For West Vigo, they were led by the freshman Zeke Tanous with 12. Eight for Amir Holman. Seven for Cody Bunch, five for Case Lautenschlager, two for Gabe Newhouse, and off the bench, two for Ethan Kessler, and Wyatt Easton with six for 42 points for the Vikings.
Fun one here tonight, 66-42. We'll talk to head coach Michael Byram here in the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Remember, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game. Go there now, call in your order, take it home, whatever you got to do. Support Pizza King of Brazil and tell them WAMB Brad and Corey sent you. 812-420-3650. We'll be right back here on the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Nice win.
Brazil Pizza King is your official Northview Knights WAMB postgame sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to postgame meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your Northview Knights.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on the Timeless Classic WAMB, your Brazil and Pizza King postgame show. North Knights get the win 66-42. We're going to welcome in head coach Michael Byram. Coach, take a drink, relax. It's all right. That was fun, right?
Oh, it was fun. It's fun to be back.
66-42 win. Things started off. It was a close game. It looked like that was going to be the way, but what happened? What changed?
You know what? I mean, we missed a lot of open shots in the first half. I mean, we weren't quite strong going to the basket and kind of finishing, which, I mean, I've got two of the biggest assistant coaches that you could find that beat on those big guys. But, I mean, it's just a little different when you're not going up against the pad, you know. But, I mean, it's a learning opportunity, and that's what these first games will be about. I mean, we're going to gain a lot by watching our film and just the experience.
From coaching your first game of the year, what did you personally learn?
I learned that our guys mentally are a little bit further along than where we would have been last year at this point. Like, if we would have had a half where we were in foul trouble, mm-hmm. we weren't making shots that were open and, like, point blank, I think we would have crumbled a little bit, and it would have taken us a little bit more time to overcome that. But, I mean, we went at halftime, it was, what, 27-18, I think?
Yep. Yeah, 27-18.
So, and, I mean, I don't know what we shot from the field, but, I mean, that percentage had to have been way low. But
16 for 37.
Ooh. But, I mean, but our guys hung with it. Like, we didn't put our head down. We didn't pout. I mean, that's growth.
You can talk about the star players on the floor, Caleb Swearingen and others, but talk about the bench pieces. Chris Ellis came in and gave you a spark. Carr gave you a spark.
You know what? The thing I like about all 11 of those boys is that they work hard every day. And even though some of them might be disappointed where they're at in regards into the rotation and things like that, they still understand that it's a team sport. And that you still got to show up, you got to grind and try to reach those individual goals. But ultimately, it's about us. We've got high goals as a group, and that's what it's all about.
And before I let you go, without looking at the film, you got a big game tomorrow, 1:30 game at Sullivan High School right off the bat. You don't get time to practice it, nothing. Just from a coach's view tonight, what's one thing you really want to focus on and improve and preach to the guys?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be strong with the ball. Sullivan does a really good job of getting in the passing lanes, really making things difficult on you to kind of get your offense started. And then in getting rebounds and things like that, they're going to try to swipe the ball out of our hands. We got to be strong. Right. And our guys have done a great job in the weight room. So, I mean, there's no reason for us not to be able to make those plays.
Took right. Braxton Sampson a little bit to adjust from football to basketball tonight, you could tell.
Well, you know what? I told him when I put him in at the end, I said, hey, Braxton, let's just go ahead and foul out. Let's just finish the job. But he didn't. So, I mean.
All right, Coach. 1-0 in the season. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Sullivan. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Good win. 66-42, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, they're here on the Brazil and Pizza King postgame show. When we come back, we'll give away our player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Beer Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the postgame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Final score in the final time, 66-42. Northview Knights get the win to open up their season. And let's go ahead, Brad, and give away. It's a hard one because a lot of boys played well. The Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Call Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today.
Well, you know, Corey, it's hard to pick at the first game of the year when you don't have a progression to go off of. But, you know, Caleb Swearingen led scoring with 16 points. Ethan DeHart had 11. Then you got Cooper and Cook both having 9 points apiece. So you look at that. Then you got to look back to, like Coach said, defensively, we clamped down. You know, we were trailing by four at the end of the first quarter. Chris Ellis come in off the bench to start the second quarter, hit that big three to fire everybody up when nobody had scored. Then Caleb Swearingen picked up one, you know, a minute and a half or 2 minutes into the second quarter. And then what happened there to start the second half? Chris Ellis come in, got that big takeaway and put back for the basket. So, you know, Ellis has got a really, you know, good shot there at being player of the game. But you know what? Looking down through here and going off of it, you know, you could give it to Fowler. You could give it to Sampson. Drew Cook, you know, he made his freshman or sophomore debut, his, you know, freshman debut here at Northview. But, you know, hey, for what he done in scoring 16 points right off the bat, getting the Knights up there, it's got to be the Knights player of the game's Caleb Swearingen.
All right, Caleb Swearingen, player of the game. We're right back at it tomorrow at Sullivan. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, the big thanks to Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. We'll be on the air at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. Girls got to win 47-36. Boys got to win 66-42. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be safe tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.